Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. The opening whistle of Fargo 2017 seems like a distant memory, and we are well into it with the final round of Cadet Freestyle in the books. Cadet Women and Junior Freestyle are also underway. Both have their finals tomorrow. Today, we'll turn our focus to the Cadet Freestylers and catch you up to speed with some of the top performers. 27 cadets represented Team Kansas as the freestyle competition began. A strong contingent of 7 stayed alive for day 2, with Bubba Wilson, Cade Lindsay, Kyle Haas, and Wyatt Hendrickson making the quarters, and Cade Lout, Gavin Carter, and Luke Johnson on the backside. Making it through to day 3 and a coveted spot on the All-American podium for a top 8 finish were Haas of Mays at 170, Carter of Topeka at 182, and Hendrickson of Newton at 195. Haas finished in 8th place with a 4-3 record. He is just a rising freshman, just completing his 8th grade year this spring. Carter, who was 3rd in the 6A state tournament at 170 pounds as a freshman, was also a cadet folkstyle national runner-up. He went 4-2 and placed 8th. Hendrickson, a state runner-up for Newton as a sophomore, came away with a 7-1 record and a 3rd place showing. I had a chance to catch up with Wyatt after his 3rd place match and get his perspective. With us on the line is Wyatt Hendrickson, the cadet, our 3rd place All-American. So congratulations on your All-American finish. A top 8 finish is something that everybody enters Fargo and is looking for, and few actually attain it. How does it feel to accomplish All-American status?
Well, I mean, I feel like I've improved a lot since the beginning of the year. I mean, I came here, I wanted to wrestle the best I could, and for sure try to be an All-American, and just placing in the top 3 was just outstanding for me.
You know, and in your situation, I think that's a great attitude you have, because you were so close to making the finals or maybe even winning. You ended up with, I believe, a 7-1 record, and your only loss was a really tight and a little bit controversial 12-11 loss. Take us through that match a little bit.
Well, I knew that it was a short time. It was about 20 seconds, and I knew I was up by 4, so I was just going to hand fight, get control, and control the rest of the match. But I got some double unders, but I got a little greedy with it, trying to get a little push out. And that little push is all it took, when I should have been pulling, just a little false movement, but pushed forward, and it gave him the opportunity to get a solid throw. But that took it to 11-11, and then, I didn't have enough time to reattack after the break from the challenge. But then I knew I had 20 seconds, so I had to go all I had right there, and I gave it a good shot, but it was just a stall position for the last 10 seconds. I couldn't really do anything about it.
So really, as I say, other than that, you really did a nice job in your other matches and come away, like I said, with a 3rd place finish. What is that? How does that set you up for what you're thinking as you enter the Greco tournament?
Well, I'm very, very – now I feel so much better, because as I wrestle, I feel so confident in Greco. Greco is one of my favorites, and – in past tournaments, I've done better in Greco than I do in freestyle, and I'm very excited. I'm hoping I can make it up on that finals match in the big stage.
Another kind of a unique thing about our All-Americans in cadet freestyle this year was that they were all right together from 170, 182, and you at 195. Did you guys work out together during the camp? And tell me a little bit about that, 3 bigger guys attaining All-American status for Kansas this year.
Well, yeah, I have been Carter. Me, Carter, and Kyle. We were all really, really close friends throughout the whole tournament. We ate together at lunch every day. We'd always hang out in each other's rooms. We were really close. We warmed up like just before the tournament. All 3 of us would just rotate and wrestle each other, get up, because we all have a different feel, which all made us better. So that helped a lot. Just different weights, get a good throw on me, they can for sure get a good throw on someone's slider.
So you have a day off before Cadet Greco begins at 9 a.m. on Wednesday. What are you going to do between now and then to prepare and get your head clear a little bit and get ready for Greco?
Well, I'm gonna for sure stretch out. I'm going to make sure I'm all fresh again, because I'm still a little tight from all the wrestling matches. I'm gonna slow drill a little bit, make sure I know it's a good transition. I have head up this time, and just work on drill hand positioning, because now Greco is all a hand fight.
All right, Wyatt. Well, hey, thank you for taking the time to visit with us a little bit. Been visiting with Wyatt Hendrickson, our highest placing cadet freestyler. He finished third in the competition, and he's ready for Greco, which begins on Wednesday. Wyatt, thank you for joining the program. On behalf of the Kansas wrestling community, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
With cadet girls and junior freestyle wrapping up tomorrow with the finals, we hope to give you another post report from that as we continue through Fargo 2017. This has been Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of USA Wrestling Kansas. Until next time, thanks for listening.